Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, LER Magazine, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and across the pond, UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, Dr. Scott Bertrand. He's a chiropractic physician. He is the inventor of the All-Core 360 Therapy Optimization Platform. He's also a 101st Airborne veteran. He'll be joining me along with the Dr. Reverend Nicole and Michael Sebastian. They're founders of Divine Guidance Institute and Wellness Center, innovators of the one-step therapy. Then it's Dr. is in. So Dr. Bob Wisdom, your emails. First, Dr. Scott Bertrand, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, what a pleasure to be on your program, really. Thank you for allowing me to have the opportunity to speak with your listeners.
Great. The chiropractic physicians have always been a big part of the Sports Doctor over the decades. Dr. Scott, give us some background on yourself and the All-Core 360.
Well, Bob, like I said earlier with you, I'm an old guy. I've been out for a long time. I practice chiropractic care in a small town outside of Atlanta for some 35 years, and in that time frame, I personally suffered two significant spinal cord injuries, and I realized we were pretty unfamiliar with really how to take care of the core properly. So I kind of went into the system, looked deeply into what the core was meant to do, and invented what we're using right now as the All-Core 360, like you said, the rehabilitation and optimization platform. It's a very unique concept, and what I think we've done is we've taken the core and determined what its survival value was and then learned how to train it to best improve that survival value. In that way, we've had some incredible results.
My good fortune in the late 70s, when I first met the late, great Bob Guida, trainer of champions, ex-bodybuilding champion, and he was talking about whatever athlete or sport he was dealing with. We were dealing with the Olympic volleyball teams, with the Jimmy Connors and the John McEnroes and the Walter Paytons. And he was talking about the importance of the core before medicine knew how to spell it. And as a matter of fact, Sports Fitness Institute was a facility owned by a chiropractic physician. And, you know, the chiropractic physician was the leaders when it came to medicine and nutrition, when it came to medicine and exercise, when it came to medicine and massage therapy. You guys have always been ahead of the curve, even though you had to battle all the way, just like we had to in podiatry and in sports podiatry. But again, that, you know, whether someone was throwing a ball, swinging a racket, jumping for a rebound, flying through the pool, core was involved. And how long has the machine then, the system been around?
Well, you know, Bob, I invented it, gosh, some 20 years ago or more, but we've been tweaking it. And it's, you know, with all the advantages in technology and computer programming and software, we've been able to put together a very, very unique, innovative device. And you mentioned that the chiropractors have always been kind of involved in the core. And it's so right. And what human beings really are, they're really a tube of muscles that we call the core with arms and legs plugged in. And we spend all this massive amount of time working on arms and legs and this and that, when in reality, we're this core, this kinetic chain that connects our feet, you know, the podiatry world, to our head. And that kinetic chain has to be powerful and balanced and strong. And when it's not, we break down.
The importance of the spine itself, the chiropractic profession has always been, you know, the adjustments, that whole world has always been very much spine-oriented. So it makes sense, again, that your profession would be smack in the middle, pardon the pun, of the whole core scenario. And it's interesting because sports medicine, young and old, at all levels, health and wellness at all levels, physical therapy at all levels, have paid big attention to the core. Gosh, over the past, easy, it seems, 15, 20 years, besides, you know, the six-pack abs, the whole function, you know, half the population with lower back problems. So what do you find in your machine in the flat platform? And by the way, Scott, what's the best site people could find out visually and check out your site? What's the best place to find information?
Well, the website, of course, would be best, and that's www.allcore360.com. That's ALLCORE360.com. And, Bob, there are probably, I mean, I don't want to say 100 YouTube videos, but quite possibly there's that many videos from providers all over the world that have used it that people can kind of look at results and testimonials and providers that actually have it in their offices and are using it pretty successfully.
You know, yeah, I think what's what's the age variations that could be, you know, youth sports is a gigantic topic on the Sports Doctor. We might be talking about a 12-year-old tennis player or a 10-year-old figure skater, et cetera, et cetera. What ages, besides us old folks, what age groups are the variables with your system?
Well, you know, Bob, there's no person on the planet that doesn't deserve a balanced, strong core, and we need it as quickly as possible. I've got providers in physical therapy that are treating children in 1 to 2 years old with hypotonia and different kind of muscular imbalances. You know, we develop our body develops these three primary imbalances, and not on purpose necessarily. We're brought into the world right or left side dominant, and we've used that so much that we create an imbalance, a dominant side that's stronger and creates issues. We have a front-to-back imbalance. We spend our life bent over tables, and none of us ever look up at the sky. So we've developed this back-to-front imbalance that is remarkable. And we also have this balance issue that's, believe it or not, that we have a preference for the way we want to turn. We either like to turn right or we like to turn left, and it shows up when dancing. If you dance really great with your partner, if you're dancing clockwise, but you may kick her feet the rest of the evening if you go counterclockwise. So we have these preferences
all those factors are affected by foot mechanics. Whether that individual is flat-footed or whether they have high arches, whether they're very rigid-jointed, whether they're very, very flexible, which is why our professions have always been in the middle of biomechanical function and its effects many times on the rest of the body and all aspects, again, of balance or stability, especially when you start adding activities from one regard or another. And in the ability, again, of understanding, so the areas of, you know, the awareness, the importance of the core education, how has the physical therapy and medical world tuned in to what you're bringing to the table?
Well, yeah, that's a good question, Bob, and it actually finally has. It's been an uphill battle. You know, when you come up with something new and innovative, people are...
Hey, listen, it took me forever to sell rubber bands with the feet and ankles, you know? So many times, or the sand dune stepper, fantastic piece of equipment with balance and stability. So, you know, when it comes to a sophisticated machine, then I would imagine that was challenging.
I can't begin to tell you. And, you know, when I first started, we can go way back, and, you know, Bob, we could talk for hours. But, you know, when it first started, I was going to investors with the concept and not even the machine. And, you know, that was so very difficult to explain to somebody something so innovative without them even having the opportunity to actually see it or visualize it or use it. But over the years,
Nautilus, all those years ago in our club, you know, we were one of the first people in the country to have Nautilus, and they had core stuff. And they were paying, big, big attention. Bill Crawford, one of my teammates in the National Fitness Hall of Fame out there in Arizona, and his was one of the first facilities internationally, I think, that had anything to do with Nautilus. But the fact that there was all sorts of different competition in the exercise equipment area, that's got to be challenging, I would think.
Well, what was funny is that when all of a sudden we were developing equipment, you know, we used to have calisthenics. And CalSTX is using the body weight against gravity, which is how we're designed to move through space against gravity. And we're not designed to hit golf balls or lift weights. We're designed to move through space against gravity. So calisthenics were wonderful. But then we went into the machine age where we took the machines, instead of, and I find this to be a problem between me and you, that we, instead of taking the body and looking at it at a holistic functioning device, we grab the bicep and decide to stress that, and then we grab the tricep and decide to stress that. And in reality, that the body doesn't use its muscles like that. So, I mean, we can develop strength, but what we do is we don't develop coordination when we do it that way. But when those machines came in, we got away from realizing that the body's job was to move the body through space.
Oh, yeah, the free weight. That's why I always love rubber bands and rubber band resistance, because of the necessity of stabilization in all areas.
Right.
And it is true. I agree. You know, the machines would lock people in one particular position, sometimes to advantage, sometimes to disadvantage. How have you found the sports medicine world, whether we're talking serious athletes and or the rehab world, benefiting from the All-Core 360?
Yeah, we're fortunate to be in many collegiate and professional teams, sports teams. We're with the University of Georgia here's football team. We're in a lot of those places. And like we
The Bulldogs, man. Number one again
in the
country.
The Dogs.
I'll tell you, man, it's getting old. But you guys are impressive.
It's getting old. Yeah, I think they're going to take it again this year. I think the Dogs have it. But, you know, in the sports world, what's nice about the sports world is that, you know, they're all about optimization, and they know when they're not optimized, and they know when they're not in balance. And when you get on the All-Core 360, it does many, many things. But the first thing it'll do is point out your weaknesses. And many, many athletes don't even know where those weaknesses are. I mean, I found it very unique that athletes were getting injured, when in reality they're physical specimens of the best. How in the world are they getting hurt? And what's happening is they're doing it, it's an imbalance. The right side's getting more stress than the left, or whatever.
Oh yeah, plus you mix it in with the tremendous challenge of overkill, too much, too aggressive, too often.
Oh gosh,
it's one of the reasons I co-authored the book #Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. Of course, we just watched and enjoyed the Olympics. When you see what it takes, maybe to get those kinds of levels. But again, you know, the idea of sports teams and rehabilitation facilities, I would imagine that physical therapy would be a big user of your apparatus.
It is. And the sports world, you said it right. The youth sports are having more and more traumas at younger and younger ages. And that's, you know, I'm a parent, you know, and I had children that went into sports. And, you know, as a coach and a parent drops off a child to a coach and said, please make my child an exceptional baseball player, for instance. But what you're really saying is, please optimize his capacity, but don't hurt him. Don't injure him. Don't bring him back to me broken up. This is a game. It's a sport. Don't hurt my child. Yet
but
we
the
do
more
it
serious,
over and
the
over.
More serious, the more serious your son is, there's a chapter in my book is called The Prodigy Sports. Think figure skating, which is my specialty, gymnastics, tennis, soccer. You got 10, 11, 12-year-olds. This is all they want to do. So, again, prevention, preventing problems. That's why strengthening and paying attention to the core, whatever sport your child is playing at, whatever level, whatever age, makes big sense. And incorporating the importance, and I think that's one of the reasons why I like that, the machine and the apparatus, which is you're paying huge attention to how important this area is, you know, whether you're an 80-year-old pickleball player or your son's the best tennis player in the 13s in the country. And I that's the application that excites us on the Sports Doctor, Dr. Scott.
and you know, you said something earlier on that I thought was really great, that, you know, chiropractors and podiatrists are the perfect marriage of biomechanics and balance. And the fact that we work together with children in sports, I think it's huge that we combine our efforts and help those children. Because
that's why, of course, I've been singing the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the knee bone, and my chiropractic colleagues would say the back bones connected to the hip bones. So we would try to carry the tune and meet in the middle with the importance of these situations, especially, again, when we're talking running, jumping activities and all sorts of demand. And many times at earlier and earlier ages, and this is why we want to pay big attention to prevention. Enhancing performance, again, when indicated, we pay big attention to, but prevention of injury, staying out of trouble, again, whether you're a weekend warrior or whether you're a sports parent, we find it very, very important to include that. What's the site again, Scott, people to find out, see those, the YouTube?
www.allcore360.com, and you can just hit allcore360 on YouTube, and dozens of them will roll up, and they're wonderful. They're just wonderful. We're working in that optimization world, but what happened was the wheelchair people and the paraplegics and the post stroke and the children with cerebral palsy, and you know, when you work the spine and you create neuroplasticity, you can do some things in spaces that.
Yeah, I got to connect you to the experts in the world of scoliosis, Scott. I knew the time would fly with you. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Again, quickly, what's the website again?
www.allcore360.com, and I'm Scott Bertrand. If you reach out to me, I'll directly respond to anything because we're rapidly growing and looking forward to continuing to do so.
Great stuff. Hold on, Scott. Everybody will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Dr. Reverend Nicole and Michael Sebastian. They're founders of Divine Guidance Institute and Wellness Center, innovators of the one-step therapy. Dr. Nicole, you're up first. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey. Thanks so much for having us on. Looking forward to this one. We're big fans.
Yeah, mental game is a huge topic on the Sports Doctors. I've told you for decades, whether we're talking with psychologists, social workers like you guys, psychiatrists, sports trainers, coaches, you guys are life coaches. These areas really, and including the spirituality, where you combine the science and spirituality has become a big deal both in sports and out. Give us some background on yourself and the Institute.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael and I, we've been together, married 29 years now, and believe it or not, we actually met in a dream and a college classroom. Yes, we did. And
raise the glass.
All those years ago. Michael was my sociology instructor, and we're in the, first day of class. We're sitting there waiting for the teacher to walk in, and the minute he walked in, he had on his blue jeans and his hiking boots and his flannel, and the intuitive bells, the rings, the inner voice started screaming, "Nicole, soulmate, you guys have a mission. You're going to marry this guy." Now, Dr. Bob, he's twice my age. I was 24 years old at the time, okay? So, the whole thing just sounded...
You might have been a tough sell at the time, if you were 24, right? With that revelation, we might have said, wait a minute.
Yeah. So, I did, I finished the course, I got the A on my own merit, and the following semester, when I saw the Sebastian Michael in the hallway, I asked him out. We did lunch the next day, dinner the night after, engaged in 90 days, married in 9 months, and here
Jesus,
we are
sounds,
all these
sounds
days.
Like a book. I think
I
yeah,
know,
you've mixed
right?
that in. You've mixed that in each of your books, I'm sure, because that's quite a story. It it kind of, when you think of the old love at first sight, you never know, especially when it works,
Yeah, right.
All those years later. So your whole attention to relationships, partnerships, families, this mixture again of the science side of things, the whole mind-body connection, its importance in so many areas, whether we're talking, again, parents and their youngsters who might be involved in sports, coaches, these relationships. I've had sociologists on the show where they've talked strictly about the challenges with inner city families and single families with sports and in and out. So all of these areas has become a real focus in your life coaching world, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And it's really vital because it's not just one or the other. It's both. And people have always said, that happened because of this. And really, we've always said, no, it's both. When someone dies, they go and they see the light. And they say, that was the chemicals in the brain, Yes, it was. However, both things occurred simultaneously. It wasn't one or the other. It's the combo platter. We're in the physical plane, so we're going to have physical responses in addition to the other responses. And so when you look at both, and you have an open mind that way, the clarity is just so, it's just right there. And then you can test it. You can confirm it over and over to get your own answers for yourself, which is why we call most of our books Trust Yourself, the Trust Yourself System of Knowingness. Yes.
Again, this has had tremendous success in acceptance over the past decade or two. Again, in the highest level of sports medicine at all levels, from the Olympic level on down, again, I call it on the Sports Doctor the mental game, where we're talking all areas of whether someone's trying to stick to their exercise program or they're trying to get off addiction or they're trying to pay attention to whatever changes they want to make. And the fact that these systems really, really could be trained was considered voodoo decades ago by sports medicine and most of medicine. And now there's been a tremendous revelation in this whole mindfulness side and the science side and acceptance. Have you seen that, Dr. Nicole?
Oh, absolutely. And it's really perfect timing that you mention it, because as Michael and I have been together, as you know, 29 years, and we started this mission back then, we met with much resistance. And it's most interesting, over the past 10 years, now everyone is, you know, they want to
especially with the pandemic. You know, the pandemic magnified by 1,000 these pressures. But now we had the Simone Biles and the Michael Phelps at the highest level of Olympics talking about the mental game and talking about the acceptance of all these things. I think this was a tremendous a new side of the acceptance in this whole area, when I know the kind of resistance you're talking about, because we featured a lot of it on the show over the decades, which was, this is nuts. This is voodoo. But Eastern and Western medicine, we've mixed together all of these different years in that regard. Now, I know that you talk about it a lot. I got to ask you, are you going to tell us what the magic word is or what?
You bet. That magic word, and we've done a lot of research on this word. The word is actually Hue, H-U-Hue, and it's in the Oxford English Dictionary. And it comes from the word human. The word human actually means God within man, God-man, meaning we all have that unique, fabulous, wonderful power and ability within us.
Great
and
stuff.
It started,
you know, again, if it's not, and the fact that it's not an organized religion.
Exactly. No way.
It makes it so much more acceptable to the whole I was hoping it would save us, like this kind of thinking, when it comes again to the understanding that there's a big part of that, the spirituality. It makes such sense in health and wellness, and that awareness of this is a big deal, isn't it?
It sure is. And you know, experimenting is number one. You know, you can believe me or not, or read it in a book, or this, that, and the other, but once someone experiences it, and then has their own revelation and realization, now there's the difference. And that changes everything. All we're doing, we're messengers. We're here to say, hey, there is a magic word. Why don't you go test it? It happens to be the Holy Grail, and you'll find out if you would do experiment. And then, I mean, miracles happen. It's crazy, the testimonials we receive. And, you know, it goes back to Egypt 5,000 years ago. They used to hew from dusk until dawn as a society to raise the consciousness level of the public, of the
people.
Is that
before, was that 5,000 years ago? Was that before social media? Right.
Yeah, I think they probably had their own kind of social media back then.
What's the site people could find out about you and your books and the programs? What's the best website?
A good website would simply be onemagicword.com. One magic word. And they can use the number one or spell it. Either way, it'll get them to the same website. And they can sign up for the free Dream Decoder mini course. And that's going to get them started right away on dream recall, dream decoding, and using these tools so they don't get blindsided and they know the best choice to make and they know what's coming around the corner.
You know, people that we've had on the show over the years, especially since the pandemic, wherever they're from, whatever their vocation, wherever they're from in the world, the top topic is mental health. Mental health, mental health, mental health, whether we're talking about our teenagers, our seniors, whatever it is. And the fact that we are understanding that we need to pay so much more attention to this, and you can make a difference, you know, the idea of rest and relaxation, but there are ways to help train these systems. And I think this is that people still really need to about find out about a lot of these opportunities, don't they?
They sure do, because you know what? They're free. They don't need to see the counselor or the doc or the prescription and we do all those things, you know, professionally. But we're here to say no. These tools, these are our innate abilities. give it a try, experiment, and then give us a call and let us know what happens. And it's just miraculous, as I mentioned. So if somebody
includes 10, 15 minutes a day, once or twice a day, paying attention to this mental game, whether they meditate, whether they visualize, whether they deep breathe, is that the kind of time that can be very, very valuable if people knew the method to the madness?
Absolutely. And you know what? It doesn't even have to be that long. No more than 20 minutes is needed. Let's just talk about one magic word for a minute. 20 minutes at the most. They could do 4 5-minute sessions, 2 10-minute sessions. They can do it eyes open, eyes closed, out loud, silently, while they're doing the dishes or sitting in a business meeting. It's that user-friendly.
Yeah, that's a big point. That term, the user-friendly, again, making things easy, especially, again, today, we're overwhelmed with the social media. Everybody's very familiar with this gigantic challenge with all its great things and great advantages and whatever, and AI and all of that. But we are constantly bombarded with these pressures. Everybody's on a high wire act, and that's without politics. So there's tremendous stress. Now, the new medicine on the sports doctor, Dr. Nicole, is the following. Number one, eat smarter. Number two, keep moving. And number three, reduce stress. Now, that's your world, isn't it? The goal of trying to reduce all this pressure on ourselves. These are valuable tools for that, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely, because they do work for addiction. You know, because I'm an addictionologist as well, and I simply say, just add the hue, add one magic word to your current situation, and the cravings will naturally dissipate. The fight leaves. It happens at a natural level. It's the most amazing thing. Clients will be on their same methadone dose for 10 years, and then they'll come in and say, I think I want to bring my dose down. And I'll say, have you been hueing? And they're like, well, actually, yeah, for the past 2 weeks. Things like this. So it's effortless. Just add the hue. Don't worry about it. And naturally, the desire, the cravings, the fight, it just enhances everything we can do. Everything. Yeah.
And on the positive side, again, where we're talking members of a team, highly competitive, and the pressures to win and all of these other things, these are tools that are tremendously valuable for that also, for high performance. Like you said, the guy might be sitting in a business meeting.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Michael's going to share a story. He shared the hue with one of the Lakers a while ago. He's going to share the story. It's going to remain anonymous, though. But we've even had, you know, scratch golfers say, you know, now that you shared the hue with me, it's a testimonial on one of the book covers, and it says, now with the hue, my game, it's taken my game, and he was already a scratch golfer, to a whole new level. A whole new level. And that's just, hey, using one magic word. So if something can be that useful, and it's free, and user-friendly, you know, it's like, why not? Why not try it? Why not experiment? And then,
well,
then the miracle.
Well, you're talking the pain pill scourge, the alcoholic scourge, alone, those two areas of tremendous challenge in addiction in so many different areas. So when you're talking about having another weapon that's tremendously user-friendly, it's even got a cute title, H-U-U. In order to say that word, you have to breathe it, don't you? Huge.
Well, it does help. You know, deep breathing always, as you mentioned earlier, a few minutes ago, you know, that always, because it affects
Dr.
it affects
Nicole
the mental
Sebastian. Are you the psychologist member of the,
yes.
of the twosome? Okay,
I
want to thank you so much.
Yep,
All
yep.
right, I'm going to have Michael's going to join us when we come back. Again, you're going to get the replays like we said. I want to thank you so much for joining me. And hold on, everybody. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and we're going to now grab the other member of that husband and wife team. We're going to talk with Michael Sebastian, again, the founder of the Divine Guidance Institute and Wellness Center. Michael, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob. Hey, thanks for having us on, man. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, we were talking with Dr. Nicole, and your combination of the psychology as well as sociology, both specialties that I've had featured on the Sports Doctor, gosh, on and off for decades. Again, when it came to the challenges of the families and sports families and coaches and parents and sports parents and all of these different things in one scenario or another. And, you know, the bridging of science and spirituality, you know, families and coaches. So, Michael, give us your half of your background and your team with the Institute.
Hey, yeah, I'm a sociologist and, you know, went through school to become a sociologist and got my degrees and started teaching at different universities and colleges throughout the United States. I've taught at least six, seven, or eight of them. And I felt that it works well with what Nicole does because she studies that individual behavior within a person, and I take that behavior and fit it in a social context or environment as a sociologist to see how it works with the larger group. So
yeah, good luck to you. you know, as we've seen again, you know, talking about all of these team chemistries and/or groups, families, coach and the particular individual, young or old, and these kinds of challenges, as we just experienced something like the grandiose of the Olympics a week or so ago, and that whole tremendous area, and what a big deal the whole mental side is, and all these areas, these relationships of these teams, and they're like, again, you know, fitting back into society and the whole area. And dealing with these kinds of challenges, this has really exploded in importance over the past decade or two, hasn't it, with social media?
Yeah, it really has with the social media. And as you look at it now with all the team problems and the mental illness and bios and different people who, you know, dropped out and some of them were suicidal, and it's like, the mental health problem has just escalated to the point that we actually began our nonprofit Divine Guidance Institute, Modern Day Mystery School, to address directly mental health, depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation. And when I got back from Vietnam, I'd been in the infantry there and had severe PTSD. I mean, it was really, really bad. And suicidal ideation every day, nightmares every night. And I was on the way to the docs to go to the Veterans VA to see the docs, get some meds, and before I got there, I found the Hue, and I it just felt right intuitively. So I started Hueing every day before I went for my appointment, and in a very, very short period of time, all of my symptoms, severe symptoms, simply diminished and eventually went away without any docs, without any meds, without any therapy.
That's a big deal. You know, even coming close to that is a very, very big deal. You know, we're in a country where there's 100,000 deaths a year at least from pain pill overdoses, and all of these sides of the addiction nightmares, and the fact, again, that there could be simple, straightforward programs that might not be miracle workers all the time and by themselves, but absolutely can add tremendous value to this whole area of mental health, whether it's our youngsters or our super seniors, is a very, very big deal. And again, you know, the marriage with psychology, pardon the pun, you know, as far as the specialties,
right.
And getting the medical profession to include paying big attention to this side of things. What's your been experience with that challenge?
What was the question again?
On how the medical or the school systems have decided to pay attention to what you guys are stressing.
Yeah, it's actually it's through experience, and I don't think they could sidestep it. At some point, they were really looking it right in the face, because the mental health crisis, everyone getting blindsided. People suicidal, who, you know, you look at them and go, wow, they, you know, they're at the top of their career, they got a lot of money, they look good, and then they kill themselves a week later, and you go, wow, what is going on? And what happened was, a lot of the techniques out there now, the ancient techniques like the Hue, the toning vibrational techniques, were starting to become effective, and people were, you know, saying, hey, that's what healed me, that's what cured me, and it automatically caused the medical community to take a really hard look, even
yes,
though
even the sound therapy, art therapy,
yes.
We've had some of the sound bath experts on the show, again, whether they were dealing with the best athletes in the world, or they were dealing with rehab. It was,
right.
Again, this tremendous weapon, that mental game that I characterize all of this stuff into the idea. And again, what social media has created for us and or the pandemic was, it seemed to just exacerbate so many of these particular stresses. And
yep.
The idea of being able to, you know, learn to include this in your overall health and well-being make such a difference. I knew the time. But Michael, give us again the website people could find out about you guys.
Yeah, they could go to One Magic Word, and that's one with the number one, or they can spell it O-N-E, onemagicword.com. And there they can get some free things that we have for them, working with Dreams and the Dream Decoder system, or they'd have access also to ordering our books, an e-version, or they can send us an email and get a hold of us.
Yeah, well, you're on our roster, Michael, you guys. These are important topics. I want to thank you so much for joining us. And hold on, Michael. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Everybody, welcome back to Chicago. It is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom, and we answer a few emails. One of our favorite guests, two of them, returning next week, Rich Dubin, longtime publisher of Lower Extremity Review and the virtual expos for podiatry that he sponsors, LER Magazine, just celebrated the 15th anniversary. I've been honored to write quite a few articles and editorials for them. So we are looking forward to Rich coming back. And then Gary Reynolds, international sports therapist, who became even more international with his book, Iced, the make-believe therapy. Gary turned the world of therapy upside down on its head with his expose in Iced, that it really didn't have very much to do with healing or a lot of the things we thought it was, the whole world of icing. So he's going to return with us the following week, surgeon Dr. Emilio Justo, and his other side of what he does, he's a super achiever. He writes a lot about that and about delayed justification and gratification in all areas, including sports, that ability for high performance and doing what it takes. Great example of that, you know, as the Olympics were over already, they're talking about 4 years of training for the next one. Amazing. And then Gene Sevier, the whole world of dementia. You know, so many of us, our parents, our grandparents, dealing with dementia, the challenges that it brings for all families. So we're going to touch on that. What's the wisdom, Dr. Bob? Intelligent rest is the wisdom. Whether you are a weekend warrior, whether you're the parent of a serious athlete, whether you're a superstar yourself, whether you're a senior trying to get over your pickleball injury, intelligent rest is smart, smart sports medicine. The ability to back off. For example, if you're a runner, you're developing with some foot problems, discomfort, shin splints, whatever it is, runner's knee, and becoming a walker for a few weeks while you pay attention to letting things calm down is a great example of intelligent rest. The ability of to tell your son or daughter who does 50 or 100 double jumps a week in figure skating as a 12-year-old that she's got to stop jumping for a few weeks because the knees are really hurting her is another great example of intelligent rest. Rest and recovery is a big part of sports medicine. And many times when it's tried to be short-circuited, we run into bigger problems, more lasting problems. So intelligent rest means exactly that. Know when to back off. Know when your body really needs recovery. Try not to overdo it, whether it's yourself and or your sports kids. That's why we, with Sharkey Zartman, the great volleyball Hall of Famer, co-authored hashtag Hate Sports Parents.
some emails. Bill said, are there specific pickleball shoes? There are, Bill. Most of the pickleball shoe world has to do with the outer sole and the sole material. So if you're playing on wood on a basketball court, you need to be paying attention to the sole of that shoe for traction, et cetera, compared to being in an outdoor court. So like tennis shoes, we need side-to-side stability, good arch support, and we need to pay attention to the outer sole depending on the surface you're playing with. A good cross trainer is a good shoe. You definitely don't want to be in a running shoe which is made for one foot in front of the other. With all the hoopla and excitement over pickleball, now there's plenty of shoes to choose from. Again, you need to be fit properly. That's so important when it comes to any sports shoe, regarding not only the width, rather the length, but the width of the shoes. Patty says, are plantar heel spurs a surgical problem? Almost never, Patty. Heel spurs, which are commonly on the bottom of the heel, because of constant pulling and traction and irritation at the attachment of the plantar fascia, the fascia band on the bottom of the muscles of the foot that attach from the toes to the heel, every step you take, you're stretching it, you're pulling on it, and over the years, sometimes the bone responds by forming a spur, which can be problematic, can be painful, can be a concern. Almost all instances, this is a conservative management problem. This is what we've used orthotics for decades and decades. Our proper arch support, proper shoe selection are important. Even sock selection could be important in the conservative management of heel spur discomfort. Physical therapy often is added to the mix using different modalities like ultrasound other kinds of electric shock, magnetic apparatus to calm down the inflammation, oral therapy, sometimes injections of cortisone or natural substances, and the use, again, you want to get the podiatrist involved, but if the first opinion is surgery, get another opinion. Almost always you can control heel spur discomfort conservatively. Jane says, is foot type inherited? I've got bunion deformity. I'm 38 years old. My mom's 70. She's got bunions. My teenage daughter seems to be developing them. Jane, yes. Not all the time. Very common. The foot mechanics, the flat type foot, as an example, that develops the deformity of that big toe joint gradually deviating is what's inherited. Not the bump or the hammer toes or the corns or calluses. So if you yourself, your parents have had foot problems with any of these kinds of things, pay attention with your kids. The earlier, the better. You want to get podiatry involved. What's your racket with the U.S. Open that the sports doctor's in once a month? I'll tune you guys in. Otherwise, thanks, everybody. Thanks to our friend at BBS Radio. Catch you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you.